AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The day before Thanksgiving is a travel day for millions of Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker is not one of them, but she's at New York's LaGuardia Airport watching those who are traveling today.
Here at the main terminal that serves about a dozen airlines, the holiday hustle is well underway. There's a steady stream of travelers looking to beat the crowds and get out early. One thing they can't beat, the long security lines to go through the airport screening process. Many say they got here early just for that, and not only does it make them feel safer, but they don't mind knowing it's because of extra precautions. In the wake of the Paris attacks. At LaGuardia Airport, I'm Julie Walker.
Brussels, Belgium, which has been locked down for 4 days for fear of a terror attack like the one in Paris, is slowly coming back to life. Schools and some subway stations are beginning to reopen today, though police officers with automatic weapons are patrolling the streets. In Chicago, last night's peaceful but sometimes tense protests will continue today at City Hall.
We're not going to riot. We're going to pursue justice.
Protesters in the streets after officials released a dash cam video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The officer is jailed on a first-degree murder charge. Russia says it doesn't intend to go to war against Turkey, which shot down a Russian warplane yesterday, but this morning, Moscow is ordering a state-of-the-art missile system installed at a Russian military base in Syria, which borders Turkey. That system is capable of shooting down a Turkish plane. An investigation report says the U.S. warplane that attacked the hospital in Afghanistan misidentified the target, believing it to be a government compound taken over by the Taliban. 31 people killed. This is AP Radio News. It's a big day for a turkey that's getting a pardon from the very highest level. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith with this report.
It's just about the only executive order nobody objects to, and presidents have issued it since Harry Truman's day, though some say sparing a bird from the Thanksgiving table started when Abraham Lincoln let his son Tad keep a turkey as a pet.
The most powerful position in the world brings with it many awesome and solemn responsibilities. This is not one of them.
Today's ceremony comes just before the president heads to Paris for a climate summit in the shadow of the terror attacks a week ago Friday, and as some politicians urge a clampdown on refugees, while others note that's what the pilgrims were. Mark Smith at the White House.
The UN Weather Agency's early bird report on 2015 says this has been the hottest year on record, surpassing last year's record heat. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.